Oh, is yours daddy dead too?
Yes, Charlie. My daddy is dead, and my mummy is dead, and my sister is dead too. All of them are dead.
Why?
I shrugged my shoulders. The baddies got them, Charlie. Charlie twisted his hands together and bent down to pick up a small scrap of red paper from the floor. He tore at it, and he put it on his tongue to see how it tasted, and then it got stuck on his fingers because of the dampness. He held his tongue between his teeth so he could concentrate on peeling the paper off his fingers. Then he looked up.
Is you sad like me?
I made my face go into a smile. Do I look sad, Charlie? Charlie looked at me. I tickled him under his arms and he started to laugh. Do we look sad, Charlie? Hey, you and me? Are we sad now? Charlie was laughing and wriggling finally, so I pulled him close to me and I looked in his eyes. We are not going to be sad, Charlie. Not you and me. Especially not you, Charlie, because you are the luckiest boy in the world. You know why this is?
Why?
Because you have a mama, Charlie, and she loves you, and that is something, no? I gave Charlie a little push toward his mother, and he ran to her. He buried his face against her dress, and they hugged each other. Sarah was crying and smiling at the same time. She was speaking into Charlie's ear, saying, "Charlie, Charlie, Charlie." Then Charlie's voice came, and it was muffled against his mother's dress. He said, "I'm not Charlie, Mummy. I'm Batman." Sarah looked at me over Charlie's shoulder, and she just said, "Thank you," not making any sound, but just moving her lips.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.